Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based near Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about the psychology of infants and children. For more information, you can visit cabernetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, what does psychology tell us about the language shared between parents and their infants?
So observations show that parents speak to their infants in the very first seconds of their life with what we call baby speak. And infants respond with their gaze, with their bodies, and they start to synchronize with their parents. It's really incredible. Actually gives me the chills just speaking about it. Infants, if you like, are influenced not necessarily about the content of what their parents are saying, but by the rhythm and by the intonation. And this is really a beautiful dance that happens, and it's incredible and native, really, to humans. So cries can act like a kind of acoustic umbilical cord in the sense that they awaken very intense feelings, a sense of emergency that pushes parents to respond because they want to stop the state of distress that the child is expressing.
So do all babies' cries make parents go on a high alert mode?
No, I mean, cries vary between babies, for one, but also between what we can call the parent-baby couple. The frequency, the intensity, the duration is going to change from one child to the next. You know, we're all born differently, just like we physically look differently. We also have different, you know, personalities. But then how does it land on that parent with that child will be very specific to that couple. Will the cries of that child evoke feelings of self-doubt in that parent? Or will they evoke feelings of aggression? Just stop that crying. Or will they evoke feelings of despair? I can never manage to get my baby to stop crying. What am I going to do? That's going to be very specific once again to that couple, that parent with that baby in that space and time, which is never the same between any parent and their other children.
But you mentioned then the parents, of course, develop baby speak. That obviously evolves because you don't do that to a 19-year-old.
No, exactly. Of course it evolves. So if you like, we look at from, you know, this kind of maternal prosody, if you like, this baby speak that evolves over time. We start as the child gets older to repeat words, which is moving towards a kind of learning process, if you like. There can be a kind of slower speed or increased intonation. And then as children get older, we're talking about, like, let's say 4 to 6 months, well, we're going to kind of exaggerate our facial expressions and we will play with sounds and intonation. And that's a way of kind of keeping baby interested. There's this kind of dance that happens between parent and child. Now, then when a child reaches about 1 year old, we're going to start really presenting objects to the child, which is really opening up their interest to the greater world. It's not just about the corps à corps, if you like, between the physical body of one parent and their baby, but really the open world. And that's the spark of kind of curiosity and intellect, if you like, of this is the world and I'm presenting it to you, my child.
Okay. Rebecca, thanks much indeed. If you want more information, you can contact Rebecca through our website, which is cabernetweber.net. And if you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always do that on our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.